Okay, good morning. We're on Shavuot Daf Kaf Zayin on the Amud at the Mishnah, first Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah is carrying on discussing the different halachas of Shavuot Bitui, right? And when we've had this a few times, we've seen this Mishnah a couple of times already about the idea of being able to mevatel a mitzvah. So Mishnah says as follows: Nishba levatel a mitzvah velo bitel patrus. The guy makes a Shavuot to annul a mitzvah. And then he doesn't annul the mitzvah. In other words, he basically disavows his vow, right? So if it was a normal vow, he'd be chay of a korban. Here, bitul patur. Why? Because you can't make the shvur didn't take place in the first place. And the same thing the kayem, if he makes a shvur to fulfill a mitzvah and doesn't fulfill a mitzvah, he's patur from the shvur as well. Because again, you don't make a shvur to keep a mitzvah. And then we saw this was the machloket which we brought already. Right, early on, 2 days ago, on Daf Kaf Hay, we had over here with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. And then Shaya Rabbi Bedin, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira says, Mikar Adin from a Kavachomir, you should be Chayiv. Why? Kedim Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. I'm Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira. Ma im harashut she'eno mushba alav mihar Sinai, hare hu Chayiv alav. When a guy makes a shvua on something which is by his discretion, a rashut, which he wasn't commanded for Har Sinai, like Ira's example yesterday, to throw a rock into the sea. Okay? And he made the Shvua, and if he didn't keep it, he was Chayiv. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira said, the Kol Shekenya, mitzvah, shu mushba aleha mi Har Sinai, eino din she chayiv aleha. Shouldn't he be Chayiv? How much more so? If you make a Shvua to give extra chizuk to a mitzvah, you should be Chayiv. So Amru Lo Chachamim said to him, no. And they said to him, why am I mighty b'shvuot harishut? When it comes to shvuot harishut, shekein asa ba lav kehen. There you got the opportunity to say lav kehen. You can make a shvuot in a positive way and in a negative way. Tomar b'shvuot mitzvah shelo asa ba lav kehen. When it comes to a mitzvah, so we understand Rabbi Yehuda ben Bateira who wants to make a shvuot to keep the mitzvah. But how can you make a shvuot how do you say avor? To transgress a mitzvah. Thank you. Right? And what's in nishba levatel velo bitel patur? Doesn't work. Okay, you can't be patur on that, and therefore it doesn't work. Okay, so that was the mishnah we saw the other day, and now the Gemara brings a brighter. Right? Wow. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay. There's
cut out.
Okay. Tarabanan. So now it brings a brighter. The Gemara over here brings a brighter over here, right, along these lines. It's like this. Yachol nishba levatel et ha-mitzvah velo bitel yechayev. Could it be the person made a shvua to mevatel, to transgress a mitzvah, and he never transgressed it, he should be chayev for his shvua, right? Now look at Rashi quickly for you. It's very important. Remember we spent a lot of time yesterday on the idea of lahara ulahetiv, right, to his detriment and to his benefit, to do good and to do bad. Now, just a little bit of background for today. We've used up until now to do good or to do bad, meaning to eat or not to eat, right, something which is for his pleasure. It can also be to do good or to do bad to his soul, we'll say that in a second, to his neshoma. Mitzvahs are good for your neshoma. We can also have a situation where you can do good and do bad to somebody else. We're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to speak about doing bad to somebody else. The idea means that you actually hit him. Okay, so we got to understand this concept of lahara and lahativ. So the Gemara's brightest question here is: can a person make a shvur to transgress a mitzvah? He never transgressed his chayv. Look at Rashi there. V'tehezu krua hara'a, right? If he makes a shvur to transgress a mitzvah, this could be lahara. Shu me'ria la'asot shemevat la mitzvah. The fact is, annulling the mitzvah is a transgression. Is doing bad to himself, right? Could that be? Talmud lomar lahara uleitiv. No, you have to be able to do lahara uleitiv. Ma hatava reshut. Just like hatava, we do something good for yourself. It's not a mitzvah. You benefit by eating. It's eating stam out of mitzvah. Af hara reshut. So too, you have to have something when you do it to your detriment. It's a reshut, right? Or see that excludes as a brighter. Nishba levatel la mitzvah velo bitel, right? When you make a shvur to annul, to transgress a mitzvah, and you don't. right, that you patur. Why? Because you haven't got a reshut there. It's not a reshut to annul the mitzvah. Right? You haven't really got a reshut. And then the Gemara says, okay, yachol nishba lekayem et ha-mitzvah. Maybe now you want to make a shvua to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? Going again. Right? To fulfill the mitzvah. Nishba lekayem et ha-mitzvah velo kiyem she'echayev. Right now, maybe the other way around. Look at Rashi there. Nishba lekayem utehezu kriya hatava. And now, just like we said, lahara is when you transgress the mitzvah, fulfill the mitzvah is called a hatava. Is from lehetiv. Why? Shehu metiv lekayem mitzvah, because he's doing good in the sense that he's fulfilling a mitzvah. Maybe there you'd be chayev. Talmud lomar, the Bible says no. Lahara or lehetiv. Mahara arushut, afatava arushut. You have to have it both ways. Annulling and fulfilling, or transgressing and fulfilling. Therefore, tzi nishba lekayem mitzvah velo kiyem shu patur. Therefore, because you aren't able to do a shvua to annul a mitzvah, you can't do a shvua to fulfill a mitzvah. You have to have a shvua in either direction, never be patur. Now the Gemara says as follows. I'm going a little bit quicker today because I know Ari has to leave at 8 o'clock with the iPad. Okay. Yachol nishba lahara la'atzmo. Now maybe the Gemara up until now said nishba lahara leitiv, meaning fulfilling or transgressing a mitzvah. Now the Gemara said like this. The brighter carries on. Yachol nishba lahara la'atzmo, velo hara yachol yeh patur. Right? If a person made a shvua, I think. So now Talmud lomar yachol Talmud lahara leitiv. Ma tava reshut af hara reshut. Right? So now this part of this question carries on here. It says like this. Could you maybe tell hash nishba lahara la'atzmo? ולא הרע יכול להיות פטור, תלמוד לומר להרע ולהיטיב. אז מה הטבע של הרשות? אבי נשבע להרע לעצמו ולא הרע שהרשות בידו. Here maybe we need to have רשות. So we've got an example now, we made a shvua להרע לעצמו and he didn't, the רשות בידו. Maybe you can inflict your pain on yourself with your רשות. At the moment, the Gemara's of the understanding that, you know, like you have these Sittic monks who beat themselves. Right, that's lahara la'atzmo. Maybe you can beat yourself. Right, yachol nishba lahara la'achayrim. So now let's see if maybe you can do it for yourself. Let's see how it applies to other people. Yachol nishba lahara la'achayrim l'rashi yechayev. If you can do hara to yourself, could you do hara to somebody else? Talmud lomar lahara oleitiv. Ma tarash afara reshut. You have to have the same principle over here with other people as well. When it comes to hara reshut or hatava reshut. Now hatava, right, you can do to other people, but therefore, otzi nishba lahara lecherim below hera she'en reshut biyado. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. Why? Because you can be good to other people. Remember we had zakin the fanav. Remember we had the halacha. Remember from Baba Kama days, mezakin the shelo b'fanav. Remember that you can be mezake somebody when he's not there. Right, but you can be mezake. You can do good things to people without their involvement, but you can't do bad things. So you're able to do a good thing. You can't beat a guy without his permission, right? You can give him a gift without his permission, but you can't beat him without his permission. So therefore, this whole thing walks away. So the Gemara says, "Binayim, Rabbi Atavat Acherim." Where do we know that even if you want to do make a shvua lahatava to Acherim that you are patur? Talmud lo, right? Sorry. Binayim, Rabbi Atavat Acherim, right? That you can make a shvua lahatava on somebody else. Now I'm skipping all these Rashi's here to try and get through this quickly. So basically, this is an exception over here. The exception over here is that when we've said all along, you have to have hain v'lav on la'achayrim. You don't have to have love; just got to have hain. Okay, let's carry on and see how it goes. So now the Gemara is like this: v'ezu yara'at achayrim. So what is the example of Ara'at Acherim? So the Gemara says, Aked Ploni, let me beat up Ploni ve'etzayt mocho, and I'll smash up his brains. Right, that would be the case. Right, so here we've got a case here of Avtzayt mocho, right, you smash up his head. That's an example of Lahara La'acherim. So the Gemara says, Umimai, decry b'davar harashut kutivi. Where do we know that the pasuk we're speaking about over here is taka anya davar shut, dio davar mitzvah ketivi? Maybe it's also davar mitzvah. We've still along up until now that it's only davar reshut and a mitzvah doesn't work. Maybe it's davar mitzvah as well. The one says lo sagrach. I don't think so. Why? Now here we're getting a little bit complicated. Okay, it gets a bit tricky now. So just what I said earlier on with the idea of a mitzvah. When you've got a mitzvah which is tov for the nefesh and tov for you. And then we're also going to have an example like this. You could make a mitzvah which is lahatavatcha, but it's against the mitzvah. For example, eating chometz on Pesach. Up until now, we've always said that eating is the classic example of tov, and not eating is the classic example of ra. So, eating on matzah on Pesach sounds like it's a good thing, or not eating. Now, it's not the end. All right. So now, as we saw, so now you've got example, for example, of fasting on Yom Kippur, or eating on Yom Kippur, or eating chometz on Pesach, right? Might be to your better, might be good. Now it was better the other way. It was perfect just now.
We have a slight problem. It's actually, it's all right. It's fine.
But I can't see Michael now. Okay. Now it's gone again. Okay. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, let's move. So basically, so the Gemara says as follows. So we might the krav adam shul ketivi, dibub adam mitzvah ketivi, because lo sevad atach. Why? The ba'inan hatava dumiyah dahara'a. At the moment, the Gemara is of the opinion that the tov and the ra have to be exactly the same. Okay, we have to be exactly the same tov and ra. Right? Arya, you're laughing there, it's disconcerting. Okay. Alright. So do we have to hara'a dumi da ta'a? Right, so it goes like this. The ba'inan hatava dumi da hara'a and hara'a dumi da hatava. You need them both. The akish hara'a la tava. So now ma hatava, what is hatava? Eina bebitul mitzvah. I'm going to read this to the end, then we'll see Rashi. So hatava can't be bitul mitzvah. Af hara'a eina bebitul mitzvah. Therefore, because we have to have exactly the same hara'a and hatava together, if hatava, you can't mevatel a mitzvah to your betterment. Like I said, eat matzah on Pesach or eat on Yom Kippur. So to my betterment, but it's mevatel a mitzvah. So therefore, you can't have either hara'a to mevatel a mitzvah. Why not? Because hara'a gufa hatavahi. In that example there, your hara'a is a hatava. Right? Va'akish hatava hara'a. And we have this hekesh, they go together. Mahara'a eina b'kiyum mitzvah. Af hatava eina b'kiyum mitzvah. Right? And therefore... Okay, so now look at the Rashi over here. The Rashi now explains why the hatava becomes the hara'a, and the hara'a becomes the hatava. Look at Rashi here. Go up to Rashi's there, on ma hatava la'atzmo, dahainu ochel. Right, the about 7, 8, 9 from the top of the amud there. She'ainu bitul mitzvah. Right, the hatava, you call about the hatava when you're annulling a mitzvah. Kegon ochel b'yom kippurim, or chametz on Pesach. You say, I'm going to eat on Yom Kippur, eat chametz on Pesach. Daha lo kayatva, even though that's what we always call that, it can't be hatava. Why? She'arei gorem ra'a l'nafsho, says Rashi. Because it might be doing good for your body in terms of food, but it's bad for your soul. Elo b'kiyum mitzvah. So now only you have to have the kiyum mitzvah. Kegon ochel matzah b'leil Pesach. Right. So what would be a shvua lahatava would be, I'm saying I'm going to eat matzah on Pesach. But the problem is we've said that they always have to go together. So af hara'a delo ochel. So too, if you want to say what is hara'a when I wouldn't eat, we can't have it with the bitul mitzvah. For example, kegon lo ochel matzah. I won't eat matzah. Right. That I'm going to say now, mahara'a is I'm not going to eat. When aren't I'm not going to eat matzah first, not Pesach. But all right. So Rashi says over here, right? So now, so we've got lahativ would be not to eat. So I'm not going to eat matzah on Pesach. What is on Yom Kippur? You call because that's not that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Now let's say I'm not don't want to eat. So okay, I'm not going to eat matzah first at Pesach. But again, so that's lahara. But that's again you're not fulfilling a mitzvah. So we see, however you're doing the lahara, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. If you say lahativ, I'm going to eat, you're actually not fulfilling the mitzvah. You say lahara, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah. And you have to always have the lahara and lahativ going together. So basically, it turns out that every time I want to do lahara, it becomes an aveira. I want to do lahativ, it becomes an aveira. You with me? So actually, they however you look at it, that's what the Gemara says over here. Right, let's go back into the Gemara. Debaina hatava dumid hara'a. And we've got over here, afara ayah bimitul mitzvah hara'a, gufa hatavahi, va'akishan hara'a, ma'ara'a, elu kiyum mitzvah, afatava, elu kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, hatava, gufa hara'a, he said, hatava is a hara'a, because when my hatava is to eat on Pesach, chumetz, it's a hara'a. When my hatava is to eat, and when my hara'a is not to eat first on Pesach, right, even though that's like a hatava, it's a hara'a. So when you... Okay, it was a good idea, Michael, but it's not working. All right. They're getting longer and longer, these stints. It is clear. Iachi, the girl's okay. So now the girl's got a kashya. Iachi, if that's the case, but the bar is shoot. Now, if you and Tim, that's the case. There was the bar mitzvah, you haven't got it, because hara'a is your hatava, and your hatava is your hara'a. So, but the bar mitzvah, where do we find in the Devarah, that's the Devarah Mitzvah, we need a Devarah Shut, we haven't got it either. The Gemara says, why? Elam the itzrich, from the very fact that we need, oh, Rabot Hatavat Achayrim, so the Gemara says like this, up until that, what we had, we try to prove that you have to have Hara'ah and Hatavah exactly the same. Okay? And therefore we said that we haven't got it with the mitzvahs. Because you can't have exactly the same, and on the contrary, with the mitzvahs, the hatava became the hara'a, and the hara'a became the hatava. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case, iachi, but the Baruch Shul Dami lo mishkachet la, you're also never going to have it exactly the same. Right? Look at Rashi there. It's a long Rashi, but it's important Rashi. Right? In the middle of the column there, iachi, but the Baruch Shul Dami lo mishkachet la, long deep breath. The Gemara says, hachi perusha, Rashi says, this is what the Gemara means to say. Iachi, but the Baruch Shul Nami ikel akshuye ki hai gavin. We can ask the question exactly the same format with regards to davar ashut. Why? Akish hara'a latava. Because we've got the connection of hara'a latava. Ma hatava de ochel sha'ene b'davar ra'a legufo. We have to have hatava. What's hatava? Food that's good for you. Kagon ochel davar. We've got ochel sha'ene b'davar ra'a legufo. So there, for example, kegon ochel davar she kasher, if you're eating something which is not so perfectly healthy for you, the dahi lav hatava mikri. Then there also what we call the hatava. So up until now we've understood that eating, as a rule, is good for you. But now suddenly, if you eat food that's hard to digest, that's also not good for you. So now even in reshut, you've suddenly got a situation where not everything's going to be perfect. So you're never going to have everything that's perfectly good for you. You're going to have to now say, you only make a shvur al hatava when the food's beautifully good for everybody and the digestive system works fine and there's no pain in the digestion, etc., etc., etc. Ela davar ha-mahano, that's something which gives you pleasure. And afara'a, d'lochla, the same thing. If you make a shvur not to eat, she'ein shvur zura ala gufo el hatava. So when you say that you're not going to eat, the shvur, right, might turn out good for you. Why? Because your shvur might be not eating things which are good for you but not eating. So if you desist from eating certain foods, that might be considered a hatava, no longer hara'a. So what the Gemara is saying is, if you take this concept of having everything perfectly back to back exactly the same, then even with the davar ashut, you can't prove here that the mitzvahs are the problem. Because even in the Dvara Shut, you've got a situation where you might not have Hatava and Hara'a fitting perfectly, and some Hatavot might be the Ra'ato, and some Hara'ot might be the Tovato. Is that clear? That's what Rashi says, right? The Im Kain says Rashi, Hara'a Hazot Hatava, you know, this Hara'a turned to be a Hatava. V'haketiv la Hatava, v'akshav Hara'a, we've had Hatava and Hara'a. Ma Hara'a de lo ochel, לא נשמע דבר הקשה, דהי לאו הרע מקרי, אלא בדבר הטוב לגוף. נשמע שלא יאכלנו, אף הטבעה, דה אוכל כגון שנשמע בדבר הרעה, לא שתהיה שבוע רעה, לא אם כן הטבעה, גוף והרעה היא, same thing, when it comes to food, depending on what the food is, or how you eat it, or what it is, the הטבעה מהפי להרעה. So the Gemara is stuck. It's a properly fantastic question. We thought we were proving so brilliantly with mitzvahs that hara'a is hatava, but even in Rashut, hara'a could be hatava. The Gemara backs down completely and says, Ella, okay, so we'll prove somewhere else now this idea of the hara'a and the hatava. Where, how are we going to prove it? Mide'it strich o rabot hatavat acherim. From the fact that we needed that word o, where we said lahetiv or lahara or lahetiv, we said earlier on, what was that all coming to teach us? That all came to teach us that you can make a shvua to the betterment of other people, right? That is the quintessential reshut. Because when it comes to others, I've got no mitzvah to do something good to somebody else. I've got a mitzvah to be nice, but not necessarily to do something good for him, right? Says the Gemara, Shema Minah, Bedavar harashut ketivi. So therefore, the fact that that mitzvah, that pasuk includes all on achayrim, teaches me this whole pasuk is only about rashut and not mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah for me to give a matana to a rich person. When we saw yesterday that maybe giving tzedakah might be a mitzvah, but giving a gift to a rich person is no mitzvah. So from the fact that we've got a possibility to make a shvua. That's what you said yesterday as well. Right, the man is consistent. As day many letaimo. Okay, so there the Gemara seems to have proven now that lativu lahara is only for reshut. Now the Gemara says follow, but why? It was a mitzvah. Hashta haraat acherim itravi hatra atavat acherim ibai. The Gemara says, how's that proof? How's that proof with regards to others that it is a mitzvah? Because the Gemara said, if we would have said lahara or lahetiv, right, was speaking about a mitzvah, and then we would have said that there's a mitzvah there, lahara, to the detriment, look at Rashi there, hashta haraat acherim, right, if we would have thought that it includes, that hara is also included to do bad to other people, right, if you would have included over here the hara'a of other people, what it, but we'd have to learn about la'atava. Obviously you can do bad to somebody, you can do good to somebody, there will be no chidush. So why do you have to have the whole chidush of being good for? Right, look at Rashi. They hashta harat acherim to have a bitul mitzvah, Rabbi. Would have been that the Torah would allow us to annul a mitzvah. We have to hit somebody else. Right? You can't go hit other people. Right? If we would have been allowed to do that, then we would have a pasuk to tell us that you can do good to people. It would have been obvious you could do good. And the fact that we have to pasuk tells us you can do good to other people, because you can't do bad to them. Therefore, it is proof that it's only a reshut and not to do with mitzvahs. You can't mevatel mitzvahs by hitting him or beating him or doing anything against him. And therefore, we've got the chiddush here of doing it. That's the Gemara's proof. The Gemara says, wait a second, but for high we buy a lechelik, we need this all for something else. So now our whole proof of the fact that hatava and hara'a is about reshut and not about mitzvahs is all hinging on this awe, right? On this awe of the hatava for acherim. The Gemara says, but wait a second, maybe that awe is needed for something else, and we've got a real problem. Right, only by the lechel. What do we need for the chalek? Look at Rashi. What's the chalek? The e ketiv lahara or leetiv. Have a mina added mishta be'atarvayu. We said this before. The or tells us that you can make a shvua either lahara or leetiv. We might have thought if it never said or that you have to make a shvua on lahara and leetiv before you over on a shvua. And the or comes in the middle and tells us no. It's either lahara or leetiv. So we have a problem. So the Gemara says like this, Lechalek lo tzarich kra. We don't need a pasuk lechalek. So we have to need a pasuk. Why? So the Gemara says, it all depends. Ha'anich Rabbi Yonatan, there's a machloket tanaimia. Ha'anich Rabbi Yonatan, that you don't need it. And we'll see in a second why. El Rabbi Yoshia, according to Rabbi Yoshia, it appears that you might actually be needing it. Right? So according to Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yoshi, how are we going to live with this? And why? The Gemara brings the bright, the Tanya. Ish asher yekalel et aviv et imo. Remember this, we've learned this before. We've seen this bright before. We've seen it actually in Baba Metzia and in Sanhedrin. Right? Ish asher yekalel et aviv et imo. The Pasuk says a person who curses his mother and his father, only el aviv imo. I only know that he's cursing his mother and his father together. Aviv velo imo. Imo velo aviv. How will I know he's of them, even if he curses only one of them independently, not curses both of them? Tamud lomar, aviv ve'imo kilel. Aviv kilel, and imo kilel. Dear Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonah Talomer, let's just one thing before we go into that. Look at the Pasuk a second. Because this is what Rabbi Yoshia is saying over here. If you look at the Pasuk says, ki ish ish, asher yekalel aviv et imo. If you look there, it says, yekalel et aviv. The first time in the Pasuk it mentions kalel, to curse, it's next to his father. Then it says, ve'etimo mot yumat, aviv ve'imo kilel. The second time it says kilel, it's next to imo. Remember that? So you've got kilel once next to the father, kilel once next to the mother. That was the limit there, right? Look at Rashi there. Aviv kilel, imo kilel. Barosh ha-mikra samach klal aviv. At the beginning of the pasuk, it's got aviv next to his father. Ubesof, at the end, it's got klal next to his mother. Umashmarat. Aviv kilel, imo kilel, Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, mashme shneihem ke'echad, umashme chalidat. Rabbi Yonatan says, we don't need that limud. It's pashut in the pasuk. Why? If you look there at Likutei Rashi quickly, Likutei Rashi, we've got there, Rabbi Yoshia says, Abba Rabbi Yoshia, I lo hadar ketiv aviv imo kilel, havi amina reisha de krash neihem ke'echad. He needs that separate psuk in the repetition, and he learns it independently. Rakud's got kilel and kilel. But Rabbi Yonatan says, mitchilat ha-mikra mashmet aviv etimo, ta'af agav devav mosif al inyan rishon, mashmenami echad mehem, aviv ve'imo, mashmenami ohai, ohai. V'seif edekra dasha achrin la'aviv et ha-mechil achar mitveh. And Rabbi Yonatan says, no, we've got, it says there, ki ish aviv et ki ish ish asher yukri et aviv, ve'etimo, right? He says over here that ve'etimo. He says the et separates you into two different ones. Shabi mashma echad ifne atzmo, right? Ad sheyifot lecha ketuv yachdav. He says if the pasuk had said yachdav, then I would have a problem. But the pasuk doesn't say yachdav. In other places in the Torah, right? If you look at the Kutei Rashi on the Amud Bet. He says there, "Kamo sheperet lecha katuv bechoresh shor vechamor." There it says when it comes to plowing a donkey and horse together, it says there yachdav, right? It says yachdav. So there we have to have a problem. But here it doesn't say yachdav. Shabbi Yonatan, Shabbi Yoshia. So the Gemara says like this: Bishloma. That was like it. So the Gemara says when we say oh, we need oh, which we don't need oh. The Gemara says, why do we hanich Rabbi Yonatan? We don't need oh, because it doesn't say yachdav. And Rabbi Yoshia, my kid, my mar, how does Rabbi Yoshia learn it? Because he's got Ishak and Aviv and Timor. He's got it, needs the limud in the pasuk, right? So maybe it'd be a problem for Rabbi Yoshia. The Gemara says, now, fill the time Rabbi Yoshia. Even Rabbi Yoshia would have a problem with this pasuk. He would need the oh. Why? The Savalak Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva, the Darish, Ribui, Umiut. Remember, Rabbi Akiva had the ribui umiyut. And what was Rabbi Akiva's ribui umiyut? Remember what it was? He said ribui was about everything, and miyut was to exclude one thing. What was that one thing? What was it? Davar mitzvah, remember? Remember?
Okay.
Anybody remember?
Do now.
Yeah. Right. So he said davar mitzvah. So he's learned Rabbi Akiva. So even that is either we might have thought he did this or he doesn't need the or. Because normally in other places he would have, but here Rabbi Akiva taught us already that Dvar Mitzvah is excluded. So even Rabbi Yoshia lives with Rabbi Akiva's Svara, and therefore Dvar Mitzvah is out, and it's only Dvar Rishut. So the Gemara is like this, Iyah Mark Bishlom Mitzvah Harishut Ketivi, therefore Mait Dvar Mitzvah. And Iyah Mark Dvar Mitzvah Ketivi, be Mait Kiba Mait, from that Ribu Yomiut, what was it be Mait? I'm Rabbi Yuri and Betayra, Harishut, hold on, Mimai Kiba Mait, full stop. Right, so we learn from the miut over there of the Davar Mitzvah. So just to sum up this last, I will, it was quite complicated, I went through it very, very quickly. with another interruption. We basically started off by asking about the Vata the Mitzvah. We brought the very important parallel that Hatava and Hara'ah have to be parallels together, and therefore Hara'ah Mitzvah is a Hatava and Hatava Mitzvah is Hara'ah. They go, wait a second, if that's the case in Rishut as well, you need to have parallels extra. And therefore, anytime I say I'm not going to eat, it might be good for me. Anytime I say I'm going to eat, it might be bad for me. We accepted that, and we said, okay, we got the awe from the Achayim, and Achayim is only Tavar Rishut, not Tavar Mitzvah, and you can't do the Hara'ah and Lativ. The Gemara is going to actually pick up on that now and ask a kashya. Let's carry on. So now the Gemara brings the next part of the Mishnah. V'rabana and Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra, my ima reshut. Right? That was Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra, the Mishnah, who said like this. My ima reshut she'enu mishpah ala ma'aseh. He wanted to say that it's almost like a kol shekain. That how much more said you chayiv on a shvua, on a reshut, you should be more chayiv on a mitzvah. Right? So the Gemara says as follows. Rabbana and Shapir ka'amri Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra. We had this yesterday as well, but we had that Rabbi Akiva Shapir Ka'amala Rabbi Ishmael, remember? We said Rabbi Akiva answered him so greatly. How come Ishmael said the question? The Gemara, same question over here. It seems like the answer is so great to Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra, right? That why is he still asking the question? That's the Gemara's question over here. Right? Rabbi Shapir Ka'amala Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra. Rabbi Yehuda ben Matayra Amalach. So how would he answer? He'd say no. He'd say, "Atu hatavat achayrim." Right? We had that word "oh." We said we learned from achayrim. But achayrim is everything now is resting on achayrim. And what's the chiddush of achayrim? That you don't have this absolute parallel, because achayrim is only lahativ and not lahara. Clear? With achayrim, you can't beat the guy. You can only do good to him. So he says that would be his answer. Lav afagav de leita bichlal hara'at achayrim. Even though with achayrim we haven't got the hara'at to their detriment, but nonetheless, for Rabbi Rachmana, the Torah still included it and said you can do lahatov. Hachanami, let's say the kiyum mitzvah. Maybe what I'm saying is my tainus, Rabbi Matayra, only on to fulfill the mitzvah, not to abrogate the mitzvah. So stick with me and say, you know what, when it comes to making a shvur to fulfill a mitzvah, it would work. So afagav leita bitu mitzvah Rabbi Rachmana, but the Torah accepts it over there. And Rabbanan say, no, what Rabbanan say? Hatam itay belo itiv. Even when it comes to achayrim, we've still got the love and the hain, the yes and the no. I will do something nice to the guy, or I won't do something nice. I won't necessarily do something bad, I just won't do something nice. But with a mitzvah, you can't say, I will keep the mitzvah, or I won't keep the mitzvah. So therefore, it doesn't work. That's the answer. Hacha mi itay belo akayim. Can you say a wife for the mitzvah? Therefore, it doesn't work, and achayim doesn't work. Okay, next mission. Let's move quickly. Matniti shvura shelo ochal kikarzo. We've seen this before as well, right? On daf gim at the very beginning, and a few daf ago. Let's move to Rashasya. Yeah, kaf aleph. We had it literally a week ago, where you make a multifaceted shvura. You say shvura shelo ochal kikarzo. I won't eat this bread. Then you say shvur shlo achlena, again a shvur, I won't eat it. And a third time, shvur shlo achlena, I won't eat it. And then what happens is, v'achla, you ate it. The Mishnah says, enu chayv el achat, you only chayv on one shvur. So the question is going to be, what do we have to have the three times for? Why is it two good enough? And what is it, the idea here of three? And what's the difference when I said ochlena or ochal? I won't eat, just stam ochal, I'm not going to eat. Or when I say ochlena, we'll see that now. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Zohi shvuat bitui. This is the classic example of shvuat bitui. Shechayvin al zdona makot. When you do it by mezid, you chayv makot. Vashkigata korban ole v'yoreid. But if you do it by shogeg, you chayv a korban. We mentioned yesterday, that's the chidush in shvuat bitui. Because normally, you only chayv a korban chatat if you chayv karet by mezid. Here, what are you chayev b'mezid? Makot. Okay? And Mishnah says, Shvuat Shav. Now, just while we're on this topic, the Mishnah says, Shvuat Shav, when you make a shvua, right, which is in vain, like not a shvuat bitu, but like we said, for example, saying that a pillar of marble is gold, everyone knows it. Chavin al zdona makot, but al shkigata patru, you running a korban b'shogeg. Okay, that's just by the way. Now the verse follows. Lamin lemitni shvur shlo ochal, shvur shlo ochlena. What's the purpose here of this? On the one hand, why do we have a different lashon here? Rashi says, "Lamini mitnishelo rak leminka trei lishne." Why do I use two different lishonot? On the one, I say shelo ochal stam, and then I say shelo ochlena. Say shelo ochal, shelo ochal. So, most of the hakamash, what are we doing from this? Taima. The reason is the amar shelo ochal. I made a shvua. I won't eat. Vahara amar shelo ochlena. Delo mechayev lechare. In the case like the mani chayev once. But look carefully. About Amar, but if I change the lashon around, if I'd first said shelo ochlena, I won't eat it, and then had Amar shelo ochal mechayve tarti, I'd be chayv too. Right? Why? Kederavad Amar Rava. Look at this here. Because what did Rava say? Shvua shelo ochal kikar zo. When I make a shvua stam, let's say the shvua shelo ochal kikar this loaf of bread. When I say I won't eat that bread, I'm already over there if I eat a kazayit. But if I say shelo ochlena, right, I won't eat it, ain't ochayev, ad sheyochal et kula. Then I have to eat the whole loaf. So ad shelo, when I say shvua shelo ochlena, my shvua is I won't eat this whole loaf of bread. So until I've eaten the whole loaf, I haven't been over my shvua. But if I just say shvua shelo ochal kikarzo, then I mean a kazayit. So that's why if I said shvua shlo ochel kikar zo, and then I say shvua shlo ochlena, I will eat the whole thing, and I only eat a kazayit, I'm only over on one shvua. Why? Because the first shvua was I won't eat a kazayit. The second shvua is I won't eat the whole loaf. So where would I be over on the whole loaf? Over on both shvuas? Only if I ate the whole loaf, because I ate the kazayit over the first shvua, I eat the whole loaf over both. Now, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is only chayv on once. Let's carry on. So the Mishnah says as follows. He wants to say, but still, had two lamedis. So that's fine. So explain to me now why I've got kikar zo, ochel, and ochlena. But why have I got the third ochlena, or the second ochlena, the third shvua? That you haven't answered for me yet, right? Had two lamedis. He wants to say, had kamash melan, chiyuvahu deleika, ha shvueka. The Chiddush here is what? The chiyuv. On being over on an extra shvua, I haven't got. If I ate, I only chayev three times, right? But nonetheless, the shvua is still there. Oh yeah, it's still got 2 minutes, right? But the shvua is still there. Have a good trip, right? The mashkachat ravcha chayra. Because if a place would open up, if there would be a gap where this shvua would fit in, the shvua still stands. With the fact that I made a shvua, the shvua exists. I'm not chayv on the shvua yet, but a space might open. We'll see what that means in a second, right? The e mashkachad ravcha. If the space opens up, that shvua will slip in. The Gemara said, "Lamai hilchad." What are you talking about? He says, "Lichid rava, like rava." Rava just explained to us a second ago that when I made the shvua of to eat a kikar, I was over in a kazayit. When I made a shvua shlo chrena, I was only over when I ate the whole loaf. So Dama Rava, Sheim Nishal Ala Rishona, now I might go to a Chacham and be Mefil, do Hatara, right? Ask a Shail and try and get out of the first Shvua. But there were three Shvuas here. It was Shvua Shlo Ochal Kikazo, Shvua Shlo Ochlena, Shvua Shlo Ochlena. Now I might not even realize this. And I went to the Chacham and said, "I want you to be help me get out of my first Shvua." And he said, "Okay, no problem." But there's still two other Shvuas. Right? So im nishal rishona al talo shniya tachtea. The second one will now slip in. And now I have the second shvua to deal with. Okay? So that's why he says that's Rav's chiddush. Rav's chiddush is that the shvua still hanging in the air, it exists. And if the one of the shvua disappears, the other shvua kicks in. The Rav says, you know what? Lev mesayle. Right, maybe we've got a brighter here, which actually helps us with this. We've got a brighter which says the same thing. Misha nadar shnei nazirot, a nazir, who says that I'll be a nazir, he says, makes two nadarim to be a nazir. Umana rishona, and he actually spent the 30 days, Rashi says here, look, nazirot, he said, look at Rashi there down the bottom, shnei nazirot, stam nazirot shloshim yom, a regular nazirot, right, not a nazirot shimshon, but a regular Nazir is 30 days. So if a guy makes two, says, I'll be a Nazir, twice. He's now got to count 60 days. So he counted the first 30 days. Vehifrish alei korban, and he even set aside the korban to bring, because the Nazir at the end of his desire to bring a korban. Va'achar kach, and after the 3 days were up, Nishal ala Rishnai went and he asked the Shaila to try and undo his Nazirut on the first Nazirut. But he counted 30 days of being a Nazir. The Brighter says, Al talosh niyab rishona. The second Nazirut would actually have been taken care of. Why do we say Dafka, the first one comes before the second one? Maybe the second one comes before the first one. So if the gap opens, says the Brighter, now the first Nazirut disappeared, the second Nazirut slips in. So that's the same as our two Shavuos. So the Gemara says, Nahachi Ashti, how can you compare these two? Hatam, with regard to Nazirut, in other words, we don't want to say this is the Messiah land, this Brighter helps us. Why? Hatam Nazirut miha ita. There, the Nazirut exists. Dechimani l'rishona, bai mihadar mimne l'shniya. Belo shayla. If he hadn't asked the shayla on the first one, there, when you make two Nazirut Nadarim, you have to actually go Nazir 30 days, Nazir 30 days. And had he not asked the Shaila, he would have had to count 60 days. But Hacha, Shvua, Shnia, Mita, Klal. But here is our Shvua. Does our second Shvua even exist? Our second Shvua, we said, that was our Chiddush of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if you make a Shvua, make a Shvua, and you chayv once. So Rav is telling us that the Shvua exists, looking for a gap. It might exist, but you don't have to fulfill this. The second Shvua doesn't exist if you only never asked the Shaila. Okay, now, similar to that, very quickly, finish off now. Amar Rava. Nishba al-ki. Is that clear, by the way, I just said? Was that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Rava. Nishba al-kikar v'achla. He made a Shvua and a kikar and he ate it. Im shirin kazait. If at least one kazait was left over, and then Nishal alei went and he tried to undo his Shvua, right? Nishal alei. Sorry. Nishba al-kikar v'achla. Im shirin imen a kazait. If there's still one kazait left, he can go and undo the shvua, get a chacham to maki his shvua, and therefore he's finished. He's okay. Achla kula, but if he ate the whole loaf, ain nishalei, he can't go and undo the shvua any longer. So Amar Rav Acha b'Reid Rav b'Reib Ashi, hey chidai, what are you talking about? Id Amar shelo ochel. If you tell me that the shvua of lo ochel bichlau means that even a kazait, we said, was always a problem. So, mi kazait kama, av daily shur, from the very moment that he ate the first kazait, he was over on his shvua. So, what do we care that there's a kazait left over? The first kazait that he ate, you've been over the shvua. Can you now go ask Shaila on the shvua? And id amash lochin, if the wording of the shvua was, shelo ochalena, we said earlier on that means that you only over the shvua when you ate the whole kikka, the whole loaf. So my area kazait, what do we care if the kazait's left over? I feel a caution, even if there's a little bit left, he hasn't yet been over on the shvua. We'll be caring tomorrow, okay?